Welcome back to episode 2. I am your host, Josh, wow. And that's your other host, Chanel, and we are back with more Milkshake Club. I think that was a pretty good intro.
That was a very loud intro. Oh my god. Okay, so back to the whole restaurant thing. They put your food on a paper tray?
So I went to the drive-thru, right? And I ordered like a little chicken basket, you know, whatever. Usually when I order through the drive-thru, they put it in a little closed container because, you know, so it doesn't fall out. But they were like, oh no, we're going to put your whole fucking tray in the bag itself without any over top. And all my food is falling out of the bag. And I was like, oh my God.
That's interesting. Is it like one of those like cafeteria trays?
No, it's like a little boat, like a big, like kind of like a hot dog boat, but like not a hot dog boat. Okay, what's a good example? So you remember back in school, referring to the cafeteria. I don't know if you ever were in the cafeteria during breakfast time.
I was in the cafeteria. Breakfast. Oh, I don't know. I thought only depressed people got breakfast at the cafeteria.
Oh, I didn't get breakfast there. I just sat there and talked with people. Anyways, but I also was depressed. But anyways, so they had this like breakfast pizza or whatever, and they had like a little like paper plate bowl type thing they would hold that the pizza in.
Pause. What's on a breakfast pizza?
I don't even really know. I've had it before, yes. There's like egg, bacon, sausage, cheese.
Does it still have the tomato sauce on it?
No, they use cheese sauce.
All right, never mind. Continue with the boat discussion. I don't want to think about it anymore.
But yeah, so it's like those boats, but like larger.
Like the little boat that they put the corn dog nuggets in?
Yes.
You could have just said that.
I didn't know you had those. I also got this amazing blizzard. Went to Dairy Queen, by the way. That was amazing.
Oh, okay. See, I was trying to figure out the entire time. Well, you said it by name. They shouldn't get free press. Redacted store that might or might not serve custard treats.
I mean, one of the ice creams right now. It's a Nestle on chocolate chip cookie.
Why are you naming brands? Stop it.
Okay.
Does Nestle use child labor?
I don't know. I'm not endorsing Nestle. If Nestle wants to be endorsed by us, they get us a new paycheck. Anyways, I got this
Nestle child labor. They did. They got Mars, Nestle, and Hershey are facing a child slavery lawsuit.
Oh, fun.
Wait, did you get ice cream or a blizzard?
It's a blizzard.
Oh, good. Okay, we're actually doing the theme.
Wait, we can't say blizzard either because that's part of the company.
Wait, shit.
Well, I wanted to get some food because I hadn't eaten at all today. So here we are.
You haven't eaten? Is it just the four monsters that you consume daily?
I actually didn't have any monsters today. Why are we brand naming?
Oh, good job. Shit. Did you have redacted energy drink today?
I actually didn't have any today.
Well, that's good. Mm-hmm. You know, I realized something. Every time I go to the gym, I actually have caffeine.
You do?
So if we were to sell our organs on the black market to fund our fantasy strip club.
Hold on.
What?
We can't just casually state selling our organs on the black market and then just move on to the...
I'm just continuing the conversation from last night. Listen, if we were to sell... It doesn't matter. If we were to sell our organs on the black market... I think we'd have to use someone else's because both of us just way too much caffeine.
Way too much caffeine.
Although, does caffeine affect the organ? I'm Googling that.
It affects the liver.
Oh gosh, am I allowed to say Google? Oh, you know what? Everybody uses Google. Caffeine internal organ. Should I trust healthline.com?
I don't know.
Or Medline Plus?
I don't know. You're pre-med.
I'm pre-med, not med. Why does everybody assume that because I'm pre-med I know anything about the body? I don't know shit.
No, I said you're pre-med.
All I know is that organic chemistry is kind of hard and... Okay, it makes you pee a lot. I already knew that.
That makes so much more sense.
You didn't know it was a diuretic?
No, I didn't. I was wondering why am I peeing 100 times a day?
How old are you?
I'm 20.
Say it with pride.
I'm 20.
And you didn't know what?
That Wait, what am I saying?
Oh my god, never mind. Okay. Okay, the side effects of too much caffeine. Ugh, well, that's all expected. It's just like the normal stuff, like abnormal heart rhythm or whatever.
Hey, hey, Chanel, I got it. It affects the liver. I just Googled it. From, DK.
Okay. It affects the liver. Oh, well, that's what makes sense. That's like the coffee filter of the body, right?
I think so. How was your day? Let's hear about you.
I'm so glad you asked. I got up, I went to the gym, and there was this man staring at me, I think on like one of the deltoid machines, and he looked at me like 6 times, and I felt very threatened.
Did you get his number?
He kind of looked like Shaquille O'Neal.
And did you get his number?
No, I don't find Shaquille O'Neal attractive. I'm so sorry if someone listening to this finds Shaquille O'Neal attractive. I don't find Shaquille O'Neal attractive.
I actually don't even
know. I don't know. He looks too much like a seal. What?
He looks too much like a seal?
Google a picture of Shaquille O'Neal. Tell me he doesn't look like a seal.
I don't want to get canceled.
I'm the one who said it. How are you going to get canceled?
If I confirm your accusations.
Well then just look it up and judge for yourself. I want to hear your real-time reaction to me saying Shaquille O'Neal looks like a seal. Which rhymes, by the way. How old is he?
I don't know.
Okay, well, that's not... I'm pretty sure the guy who was looking at me was around his age. Let's see. Shaquille... I spelled it... 49, yeah. I'm not going to give a 50-year-old man my number. I'm not looking for a sugar daddy.
But money, girl. Money.
Okay, this sounds so weird. Oh, no, wait. People I know listen... Oh, well, it's fine. I was thinking yesterday about my future as a pre-med student. And I'm probably going to go to medical school. If I don't, you know, someone can quote me on this in 10 years and be like, look what a failure you are. But I'm probably going to medical school, even if it takes a few tries, because it's very hard to get in. And I was thinking about it the other day. And my dream, for some reason, is to marry someone who's like a failed artist, but I can just fund their vision with my doctor money.
With your doctor money.
Yeah, like, I want the person I marry to be able to do whatever their little heart desires without having to worry about, like, financial security.
Y'all heard it here, folks. If you guys are looking for someone like that in your future,
It's not a sugar mama kind of thing, because I don't want, like, the huge age gap.
No huge
age gap. I don't want to be, like, 45 and, like, some 20-year-old washed-up dude on the side of the street who makes, like, recycled plastic art and, like, tapes it onto canvas to, like, ask me if I can fulfill that for him. Like, I'm not going to do that. It needs to be someone that I meet organically and also not a child.
20 is not a child, though. I mean...
Well, if I'm 45 years old, I don't feel like a child.
You are 45 years old.
Maybe we should use this random question generator.
Okay.
They're not?
You're calling me. Oh, let's answer it. Oh, no, we're not answering it. I know exactly who that is.
Who is it? Is it someone that you have beef with?
No, it's my bank for my car loan. I haven't paid my loan yet.
Oh, you had a car?
I had a car, then I wrecked it.
Oh, you still owe money on it?
Mm-hmm, it got totaled. So
how did you wreck it?
Well, the person that hit me was speeding, first of all. So either A, she was speeding, B, she wasn't looking at the road, or C, all of the above.
Oh, yeah.
I stopped at a stop sign. It was clear for me to go through, so I started pulling out, and this bitch came flying around the corner and just smacked me right in front of my car. I did a whole 360 spin. I went, wee! And my whole car got totaled.
You went, wee?
I went, wee!
Well, so what happened with the car loan? What do you do now?
Well, I'm kind of broke right now, so I'm waiting until my paycheck on Wednesday before I pay. So it's gonna have to wait.
Hopefully we'll get rich and famous. Kidding. Who gets rich and famous off of a podcast? Imagine saying that.
Like, oh, what are you famous for? I do podcasts. Oh.
It's like, oh, Justin Bieber got discovered on YouTube uploading singing videos. How did you get discovered, sir? Radio Public. It's like the lamest one.
Oh my god, don't throw
one no. under the bus. Oh no, then bleep that out. I didn't say anything. We'll be fine. I feel like, god, like there's nothing more lame than telling someone that you just met that you have a podcast.
Well, I mean, hey, maybe they'll be like, oh my god, what kind of podcast are you going to be like, were you a comedy show that's...
How the hell would we answer that, Josh? Have we said anything funny yet?
I don't know.
Shit, alright, let's go. Random question generator. Oh, I don't like that one. Click. I don't like that one either. Oh, click. God. Okay, Joshua.
Okay.
What talent would you show off in a talent show?
Well, to do that, I would have to have talent, so...
Okay, that's an easy answer. Go for another one. Think. What's your biggest talent?
I don't have one, dude!
Statistically, what is the most significant about you, besides your hair? What?
I got red hair. I do not have talent. In, like, any sense.
Have you ever dyed your hair?
No.
What happens if you dye your hair?
I don't know. I mean, you...
Because it's orange, right? Like... Right. So as a base, I feel like it'd mess up, like, if you tried to put another color in.
If I were to try to dye my hair, I'd have to bleach it first.
What do bleached gingers look like?
I don't want to know.
I want to know.
Why?
I think it'd be fun. I think it'd look like fire. Episode 100 special, we're gonna bleach Josh's hair.
God fucking know.
Oh, yes, please.
Savage,
Josh will take over.
Take over?
What am I take doing? Over. Take the wheel.
I don't want the wheel. I'll crash. I already crashed. No, like, dead ass. I crashed my car in 11 days after I bought it. 11 days.
It was 11 days?
11 days after I bought it, I got it totaled.
Well, at least it wasn't your fault, right?
No, they faulted me for it because the cop that came to the scene was like, you failed to yield. Bitch, no, I didn't. That bitch was speeding, but whatever. Whatever.
Oh, did she not have a stop sign?
No, she didn't have a stop sign, but she was speeding around the corner, though. That's the thing.
It doesn't matter, Joshua.
This woman was speeding. And
it doesn't matter, Joshua.
It was clear when I went into the intersection.
It doesn't matter.
No, hold on. With the road I was at, there was a curve that comes around it, and you cannot see anyone coming around the turn. So as I went into the intersection, the bitch came flying around the corner and hit me.
Is she in an airplane or something?
I don't know how fast she was going, but I did not see her when I went to go pull out. And as I was pulling out, that's when I was like, oh, I've been hit, and now I'm spinning in a circle. I mean, their car was totaled, too, so.
Well, all's well that ends well. What does that phrase mean?
All's well ends well?
All is well that ends well. Is that the phrase? All is well that ends well. Oh no, it's all's well that ends well.
Yeah.
That was a play by Shakespeare and Thomas Middleton. Used to say that a person can forget about how unpleasant or difficult something was because everything ended in a good way. Example, we almost didn't make it here. But all's well that ends well.
That's not like some Murphy Law shit.
That's stupid. What's Murphy's Law?
You don't know what Murphy's Law is?
I've heard of...
You're kidding.
Look. If it's a science thing, I'm so sorry.
Murphy's Law is that anything that can go wrong can.
Oh, shit. Is that one?
It's not a science law. I cannot believe you ain't ever heard of it.
I just forgot what it actually said because I've learned so many laws at this point.
But it's not even like
not a like legal laws. I can't say that on the podcast.
You're digging your own grave right now.
I'm a good law-abiding citizen, dear all admissions officers who are listening. Do you think an admissions officer would actually like go through this podcast? That would give us a lot of listens, right? Maybe I should just apply to like 60 medical schools so we get more listeners.
It's advertising.
It is advertising. I don't know whether or not to put anything that I've ever done with you in the history of our friendship on any of my resumes because I feel like... Let's talk about that. Hold on. How many projects have you taken on since we met?
Oh my god. So many.
There's so... Blurred Films.
Blurredfilms.com. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Blurred Films Production Company. Go to blurredfilms.com.
Okay, Oh, no, that is how sponsors work. Okay, never mind.
What?
Never mind. I got really confused for a second. I thought that for a second, when someone sponsors you, they have to mention you, but that wouldn't make any sense.
No. Why would they mention us? They would mention us if we were sponsoring them. So, like, if our podcast was sponsoring them.
I don't know.
Why would our podcast sponsor someone, though? Imagine being that person that chooses to take a sponsorship from a podcast. A podcast.
God, imagine the email. Ooh, that's a funny story.
Oh my god, the time I made.
Are you thinking about what I'm thinking about?
The reservation?
Yes. Oh my god, you stupid idiot.
I don't even remember why I didn't create the reservation.
I remember everything. Okay. Let's see the scene. I'll tell the story of this one because you don't remember. So picture this. It is, oh gosh, when's eighth grade? Let's see. We graduated 2019, 18, 17, 16, 15. This is 2015. Mm-hmm. Josh and I are partnered together to do a little history project for a country. And we have to pretend that we're going on a vacation to that country. So we have to calculate the expenses as well as an eighth grader can. And pick out little tourist sites and whatnot. And, you know, Josh is my partner for the project because he has no other friends in that class. And neither did I. I'm not gonna pretend like I was cool. I was lame. But
I was lame.
We were in the library, the little computer. Oh, they don't know what I'm talking about. We were in the library on a computer and we were working on the project. And we're trying to make this the most expensive, extravagant vacation that one possibly can when they're 12 years old. Or actually, I was 13. For some reason, I keep thinking that I'm 12. I'm 12 mentally forever. You were 14. Oh, well. Oh, yeah, your birthday's in... Wait, don't tell me. Oh, shit.
Do you know the day, though?
I remember it's in the... Oh, God, what if I'm wrong? I think it's in the 20s.
Yeah.
Okay, it's in the 20s then. That's as close as you're going to get with
no,
me.
No, I need an exact day. You got 20 to 29. Choose a day.
24.
You are not correct.
Damn it! 26?
Nope, you're getting further away.
Oh, no. Okay, 21.
Nope.
What? 22.
There you go. Took you
on okay, that's
five
kind
tries?
Of easy to remember because you can double. But mine's on the same... Because mine's on the same... The holiday is always on that day.
Yeah, but no one's
so it's easy.
That.
Okay. Tell that to the entire Christian faith.
Oh, they won't like me.
Oh, okay. He said no one cares about Christmas. Tell that to Santa Claus.
Santa Claus is not real.
How do you know?
Because... I was there.
Prove it.
I was there every time my mama wrote from Santa on the present boxes.
Okay, well, maybe he just didn't like you.
Suck an egg.
What? Did you say suck an egg?
Yes, I did. Go back to your story.
Okay, back to the story. Anyway, Joshua is stupid. And it's 2015. Oh, okay. Like, you can say this is a smart mistake that you made. It's 2015. And we're at the computer lab, and we're working on a little project. And we're trying to make it very extravagant, expensive, whatever, what have you, E-words. Excellent. I can't think of another E-word. Egg. We're looking at, I think I remember the name of the restaurant. We're looking at very expensive restaurants in Norway, because that's the country we were assigned. I think it was like Hofstadter Garden. We were trying to see, because we had to give dates, and I don't know why we were trying to make it that realistic, but we wanted to see the availability of the actual restaurant, so we went to the calendar, like the reservation calendar, and Joshua, the smart man he is, took the mouse and clicked one of the days, which reserves a seat. And here's the fun part. It is such an extravagant restaurant that they reserve the entire restaurant for you. So we clicked it and nothing happened. And I was like, well, that was anti-clock. I refreshed the page because in the back of my little 13-year-old head, I was like, I think we did something. I refreshed the page and then the date was grayed out and I had to email them while Joshua was having a little freak out on the side, like, oh gosh, we booked a Norwegian restaurant in the middle of nowhere. Ah.
I mean, worst case
scenario. And I had to email them, and I still have a screenshot of the email. And I was like, I had to pretend we were adults because you're supposed to, what are they going to say if a 13 and a 14-year-old book a restaurant in Norway? I was like, good evening.
Good evening.
Unfortunately, we've mistakenly booked a reservation at Hofstadter Garden, or however you say it, some IKEA language, and I'd like to retract the reservation. We won't be able to make it. Sincerely, Chanel, redacted last name.
Hold on, I'm trying to find this email now. Now I have
to. I have it! Do you want me to send it to you?
No, I'm trying to find the OG email.
Oh, wait, you have it? You little shit.
I gotta get to it, though.
Oh, it's called Stadtholder Garden. Oh, that's so funny.
As of recent, this is word for word from the email. As of recent, I have accidentally scheduled a reservation at insert restaurant name here because I'm not going to butcher it. Many apologies for this mistake. I hope to not have caused you any trouble. This reservation was made for June 22nd from 20 p.m. to 2 a.m. This reservation was put in the name of my name. And for two persons. Again, please cancel this reservation. Respectfully, my name. And they respond,
I wrote that.
They respond back, hi, Josh. That is no problem. I hope to see you next time. The reservation is now canceled. You ain't gonna see me next time. But go off.
Maybe we can go there someday. Maybe we'll show up and be like, did you remember us? And then we're like, who the hell are you?
So they're not gonna remember
us. But in, like, IKEA language.
Stop saying in IKEA.
I like IKEA. Why, Joshua? Oh, gosh. Okay, why are you dying? Stop. Oh, my God. Oh. Are you done?
I choked on a chicken.
The whole chicken?
It was a pretty big
piece. Whole living chicken?
The whole... Shut the... I need a grab.
Like Chicken Little, chicken.
I need a grab. I
think you had a drink. You finished it.
You entertain them. I'll be back.
I don't know what to say. Hello. My name's Chanel. You know, sometimes people mispronounce my name on purpose. I used to have a lot of nicknames when I was younger because people did not know that Chanel was a designer. So they would call me things like Channel. I don't think most people use those nicknames anymore. I had a few racist ones as well. I don't know if he's returned and he's just listening to me. No, he's genuinely gone. Okay. I just remembered when you're a kid, you are so stupid. Okay, I won't say that. You're just not aware. Like, I'm not talking about like, oh, when you're like 13 or something. I'm talking about ages like 5 to 9. What is going on in your brain? I have such a distinct memory of that little pencil sharpener in my elementary school in Ohio. I just remember wanting to use it all the time because it was amazing, because I'd never seen like a machine pencil sharpener. Like, I'd only seen the little crank ones that the blade always dulls out anyway, so it's like really annoying after a little bit and it just starts chipping the lead instead of actually sharpening it. But that pencil sharpener was so cool. I even remember what color it was.
What color
was it? And for no reason, it was blue and gray.
Makes sense.
Oh my gosh, I just remembered that in high school, I actually broke my Spanish teacher's pencil sharpener and I had to buy her a new one.
Wow, you're so mean.
I don't know how I broke it, I'm gonna be honest. I don't remember.
What if you didn't break it and it was broken before you used it? But then when you used it, she noticed that it broke. So then she blamed you for it.
God, maybe. I don't know. I feel like I'm very apologetic, so I'm easily taken advantage of.
Oh my god, don't say that on a live podcast. Or not live.
Live. This isn't live. If this was live, there'd be so much more pressure because then we'd have to be funny constantly. Oh gosh, we were supposed to be funnier for longer. I don't know if any of this has been usable. Have we been as funny as last time? What did we talk about, Josh?
What did we talk about or what can we talk about?
What can we talk about?
I finished my food.
You know those podcasts where they just go onto Reddit?
No, I don't. I don't listen to podcasts.
Say that again.
I don't listen to podcasts.
Why the hell did you want to start a podcast if you don't even listen to podcasts?
Because I like talking. No, okay. So my last podcast, when I made my last podcast, I had a lot of fun making the podcast. And I wanted to make another one because that one got ended.
Uh-huh.
So that's my origin story of why I wanted to create a podcast. Because I did
want to... Oh, that's your original story. You are a superhero.
What would my superhero name be?
What was your stripper name in high school?
Ginger Spice.
Okay, wait. Is that still the thing? I feel like when we were in high school, there was a month where everybody made their own stripper name.
I don't know if that's a thing, but...
It's like the cool S, or like that rumor that Marilyn Manson took out one of his ribs to, like, engage in, like, self-fellatio. You know?
I don't know. I stopped listening. Not gonna lie to you. What'd you say?
Joshua, we haven't even used the random question generator. We used it once and it didn't work. Okay, another one.
Yeah.
If you had to change your name, what would you change it to?
Austin.
Like Austin? Like Austin Powers?
No, like Austin, my middle name.
Why would you... But you already have that name if it's your middle name.
Question is asking if I could change my name. So I'm referring to my first name. I don't like the name Joshua. So I would change it to Austin. Change my first name to Austin. And just get rid of my middle
name. Why don't you like the name Joshua? What's wrong with Joshua? It's very you.
It is such a basic name. Like, everyone and their mother has that name.
I'd like you to introduce me to one mother whose name is Joshua, please.
You know what I mean? I mean, a lot of people have that name.
Sure, but you fit the bill pretty well. Like, if I saw you, like, I'd go, that guy's name is Joshua.
But I feel like I could also fit Austin, too.
No, you can't. You don't fit Austin. I've met a number of Austins. You're not an Austin.
Oh, now I'm upset.
Abu, what are you gonna do? Is your hair gonna turn redder?
Maybe it will. You know, maybe it will.
God, imagine. What if instead of blushing, Ginger's hair just got redder? I need it to be more entertaining, but I have no energy.
You need more energy.
I already had energy drink today, and I had a root beer float. What else could give me energy?
Sex.
Yeah, let me just, like, dip from the podcast really quick and go find... Wouldn't that be weird?
Be like, hey guys, I'll be right back. I'm gonna go fuck someone. See you in a bit.
Who? Okay, first, who? Second, doesn't that require energy?
I mean, like, yes, it requires energy to do it, but once you're done with it, now you have all the heat of the moment energy, which is very temporary energy, but it's still there.
Most people fall asleep afterwards.
I don't. After I have sex, I'm jumping out the bed. I'm ready to do
you
round two.
Trampoline. Oh.
Well, see, then I wouldn't come back. And my partner, he's just there falling asleep. I'm like, oh, I'm ready for round two.
Do you have a partner at the current moment?
I do have a partner at the current moment.
You do?
Yeah, we've been together for 8 months now.
What? No, you didn't even tell me.
I haven't really told a lot of people from high school, though.
What?
Only people that know are people that I see on a day-to-day basis.
This is new information. Joshua, you started a podcast with me. You didn't even tell me that you were with someone?
How... Was that just supposed to come up in conversation, or am I just supposed to be like,
yes,
oh, by the way?
And it came up now!
It came up now because we started talking about sex.
Oh my gosh!
If we started talking about sex,
I feel so betrayed. I've known you, like, I don't know how many years. Almost 6? I put it in the description last time. And you didn't even tell me! You didn't even tell me you were with someone! There's nothing on Instagram about this person.
No, like I said, not many people know, except for the people I actually see. Who is it? Basis.
Who is it?
You don't know.
Can I get down, please?
Can you what?
Tell me.
Why are you so curious about my love life now?
Is it because you're sad, depressed, alone? I feel so. Yeah, leave me alone. All right, listen. I feel like an estranged parent right now.
You are.
I'm so sad. I've known you for so long, and you didn't even give me an update when you started a relationship with someone. And I didn't even know.
Yeah, we got together November 21st,
2020. Oh my god.
Don't get emotional on me now, Mom.
Mother? I'm younger than you!
You're sure acting like my mama right now, though.
I can't believe it. Joshua's in a relationship.
I mean,
the girl, I'm so fast.
I was in.
And I found out on a recording. Why is everybody in a relationship? God.
It's okay. yes, I'm gonna
die alone.
We can record Wednesday.
I'm gonna die alone.
Yep, so we're gonna record Wednesday and Thursday. Anyways, let's go ahead and, like, you know, get back into your outro real quick, okay? Alright, so that's been today's podcast episode. Thank you all so much for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I don't know what the hell's going on with Chanel, but they have an emotional breakdown. The classic everyday stuff. Everyone has emotional breakdowns.
Why is everybody all happy and dating? Why can't they be miserable and lonely like me?